This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
What is going on in this office?
I have
not seen anything like it.
Everyone's
Can you
excited.
Explain it to me?
I will explain it and welcome. Welcome across Australia.
Hello, Jane Kennedy.
It's Married at First Sight Day and Dean and Tracy are about to enter the building.
And this office has gone cocoa bananas.
I'll fill you in what's been going on in the girls' toilets too.
Secret women's business. This
could
be fun.
Well, not so secret.
Hang around, guys. Adam Rosenbach's, of course.
Fantastic,
one of our favourite
friends
here on the show will be swinging by.
Excellent.
To drop some gold.
Men are idiots, Mick.
Men are idiots.
Yes.
It's hard to
I don't know if we've got enough time in this show because there's
big file. I can't wait to crack that open. We do what we promised we were going to do yesterday and announce who's replacing me for the RDO.
Just a bit of a work experience, boy. We're going to give a bit of a break to
very big shoes to fill
very
is all
well,
I'm saying.
I don't know. They're
I hope
shoes.
He's up to it. He's a bit green.
They're very big Birkenstocks, I might say.
Stephen Hawking is going to leave an incredible legacy. What legacy will you leave?
What will people remember you
what
for?
What will you be remembered for? Give
We've
us a call.
We've been thinking about
when
that.
When we get to that. It could be fun.
It could be.
We're
Excellent.
Going to talk Trump.
Yes,
at
we
some
are.
Stage, Darren Hinch might get a mention.
That's true. And the male contraceptive pill.
Oh,
I'm not kidding. It's really, you know, they
You've
keep trying for
You've got reservations, Jane.
Well, funny about that.
We'll get to the bottom of that in just a minute. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. This show is full as a friggin' gog. Don't go anywhere. Let's get into it as we speak. Hello to you, Dangerous Dave.
Hi, Dave.
G'day, Mick. G'day, Jane.
Actually, Dave, I noticed you wearing a nice shirt today. Are you dressed up for Tracy from Married at First Sight? That's
no,
what I'm picking.
Eh? That is
Don't
not.
You shaved your stupid stubble off.
Hey, where's your stubble
cleaned
gone?
Cleaned up myself a little
What's
bit.
Going on?
There's a staff function on this evening, so I've just cleaned myself up for that.
I've put a frock on for that, too.
You're a Dino. You're alpha male. You love an alpha male.
Well, hang on. I'll tell you. The whole office is frothing at the mouth over alpha males. Maybe
but
this
you know
is what?
What
women really do want. Because Dean has made it. This is the guy from Married at First Sight who's coming in to talk to us today. From the outset, yeah. He was painted as the tough, manny man and said, I am happy being an alpha male and I want to look after a little lady.
Look,
and
as an alpha male, I can confirm that. There's only a couple.
Okay. You're an alpha male, are you?
I am an alpha male.
Since when?
Tell
me?
Him. I'm an alpha male.
All right.
I always have been.
All right, if
got
you
a
say you are.
Pot under my
oh, that's right. You've got a chamber pot. Maybe you, Dean can christen it.
What do you want, girls?
Hey.
It's all here.
No, it's interesting, though.
Got some himbo action.
Hello, I tell you.
Already present at Ground Zero. Don't need these fly-by-nighters coming through.
I had to use the disabled toilets today because the toilets are so full of girls doing their makeup and putting lipstick on that there was no room at the bench.
Yeah.
So I had to go and...
I saw a queue of wheelchairs waiting for you out the front. But you don't
well, I
care
did
about
ask
other people.
If anybody was needing to go before
on that,
I went in.
On that front, I have an update.
What?
On Candlegate.
You're talking about this, about
yeah.
my...
Yeah, I am.
Yesterday
right. you flouted all the office rules. You lit a candle in our office.
I didn't know there was a rule. I didn't
as
know.
A very passive-aggressive way of telling
Who
me oh, I'm a bit woofy.
Who makes rules like that? I wasn't
Well, this organisation does. And without these rules, it's anarchy.
Oh, well, for
and
God's
everyone,
sake.
What, do you think you're above it? Do you
yeah.
think now you're using
Pretty much, yes.
You're using handicapped toilets. You're lighting candles. You're just lawless.
I rule this place.
So yesterday I sent this this
What have
text.
You done? You're not dobbing me in, are you?
Dibber-dobber.
I told you I did.
Oh, I don't like that.
Was wondering if there is a company policy on lighting naked flames in the office, i.e. candles.
Did you ask this?
Cheers, Michael.
You are
they know,
despicable.
Yeah, I know. But they know I'm serious when I say Michael.
Mm.
Michael Molloy, get back.
I'm going to remember this moment.
Response from Fiona Curran today.
Oh.
You know
Fiona.
How high up their
yeah.
chain
I know.
Yes, there are. Our fire sprinklers throughout the building are incredibly sensitive.
I'm going to kill you.
We urge people not to light candles in case they set off our sprinklers. There have been occasions that we have been able to permit it, but without expressed advance permission, it is a definite no. Ooh. Why do you ask?
Oh.
And
you,
my latest letter has gone in.
As if Fiona's going to take anything you say seriously.
The offspring got told off for smoking on our balcony.
Why would you do that to me? Why would you do that to me? Little joy I have in my life in that office.
Because you're Triple M's Mariah Carey. And that's how you treat people. You harumph around here.
It's your world
and we just live in it.
Hot calling the kettle.
You might drive the wrong way in the car park. An email came out today about that too from Fiona. Hi all, I've had numerous requests from security that staff are driving the wrong way in the car park on both levels.
Otherwise you have to drive all the way around and it takes too long.
You are caught going the wrong way. Your car park will be suspended indefinitely, no exceptions.
This place, what year are we in?
Can I tell you what she did on day one? She pulled up in her car, she got out and she threw her keys to the security guy. As if you were going to park. True or false?
Completely flipping false.
Go to a song, Dave.
You are. I'm going to talk to you off air. Honestly, what world are we living in? This is Dickensian, this place.
Get round here, Fee Curran.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
No more evidence required. Did you see that, Dave?
That's fair enough.
We go to the break.
Otherwise, I'm not going to drink it.
You shake your cardboard cup and you go, this is not warm. Get our producer, Sam Kavanagh, who was Hamish and Andy's producer, probably one of the most
acclaimed
producers in the country, to go and heat up your coffee
in a microwave.
I
tell James to.
One day you'll be running the network.
But what's the use of having a coffee if it's not hot? That's all I'm saying.
Indeed.
I don't think I'm very demanding. Okay, I'll tell you what. We've got a little bit of this coming now.
Close the curtains. Fluff up the pillows. Lock the kids in their room. It's time to get sexy. Mick and Jane. Between the sheets.
Hello.
Now, all of a sudden, I have to be friendly with you again now, don't I?
Well, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
When we get into relationship details.
We do.
And you know what? Roles.
Well, I'm going to put on a mature hat now. I'm not going to be silly about this.
Sure. Is this groundbreaking news?
No giggles from you, Dave.
Right. I'll shut up.
Male contraceptive pill.
Okay.
They've been working on this for years, and people have been doubting.
Have they? Or are they just pretending? girls, we're down the lab. We're really giving it a red hot go, but so far nothing.
Well, they really think they might have come. But this is the headline, all right? This is why they might get guys actually interested in it, because it says male contraceptive pill could increase libido. Like,
bang.
That is necessary.
Right.
Like, that's so... We never get anything...
Read on. This is interesting.
We never get anything like this put... Like, when women have a contraceptive pill, it says, may cause migraines, may cause weight gain, may cause you to get hairy.
It's the price we pay, gentlemen, for getting a root.
And you get...
We'll take those chances. You might get a bit ugly. You might break out in some acne.
We never get told.
You might get a bit porky. But as a man, we're prepared to take that risk.
Doesn't seem very fair to me. We're never said if you take this contraception, you might get really horny. We don't get that.
Hey, look at this one. Well, here's the other part of the sentence you didn't read out. The quest for male contraceptive pill is back in business thanks to new funding for a team of Aussie scientists. Well done, fellas.
Hard at work. Well, this
is how
Aussie
works. Scientists thinking about. You've got Stephen Hawking on the one hand looking at the cosmos. Our blokes are down the back trying to work out.
How they work it. I've been really studying this all
afternoon. How does it work?
It is a drug that blocks the transport of sperm.
Oh, good Lord.
And the sperm is what makes people get up the duff.
Oh, well, thanks. It's not grade three here. Who do you think you're talking to?
I don't know.
I know what my little fellas are up to. I've got twins. I think I know how this works.
All right. Well, I was a bit confused.
Jeez.
Because.
What were you confused about? I heard this conversation, by the way, in our office. I can't believe what goes on sometimes between you and our producer.
I just didn't
trying to
know.
Work
I thought,
out how it all goes.
Yes.
Does this mean there's still a...
Yes. No, well, I didn't know when that comes out. That where does the sperm go?
This show is...
Explain
it, Dave. Explain it all.
You're trying to say.
I honestly, you know what? I want to be mature about this.
No sperm, but obviously otherwise.
But I just didn't know something else still comes out. That's all I wanted to know.
And
it just doesn't have the...
Here we go.
It's not a puff of cloud or wind or anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all I just wanted to get clear. So what they're doing is...
So
what they're doing is they're stopping the part that makes people pregnant. They've worked out how to do it. Now, what
that would be the contraceptive part.
I know, but
it?
Listen, they've been experimenting on mice, Louise. Which always kills me because apparently they've been looking at mice's sex lives. How can you even how is that even possible? How do you know when they say it doesn't affect the mouse's libido? How can you tell if a mouse is horny or not horny?
Yeah, you can just tell. They're having that post-coital cigarette or not.
Tiny
Who
ones.
Cares? You're not looking at them anyway. You're looking at the one with the big ears attached to the back going, can you please test the new contraception on me? Not the big ear. Please not the big ear. Anything but the big ear. Do you know what? We don't need to get down the lab for this. I've done
really?
This. If men, if you want to make sure that you don't get a woman pregnant, there's many ways to do this.
As a male contraception?
Sure, yeah.
Like what?
The comb over.
Oh, yeah.
The comb over would be one.
That's a big one. I've got one. What about socks with sandals?
Sure.
That's just a no-go.
You're writing this down, guys.
Yeah.
If you want to protect yourself. So what about the smell of souvlaki on your lips?
Oh.
That'll do it. Coming home late, smelling of souvlaki.
That just made me feel a bit sick then.
What do you mean?
What you described.
Bringing back some bad memories for you?
I think it did.
Wow.
It's shocking.
You live on the edge.
Terrible things.
It sounds like a romantic night out.
You know what
you?
Girls don't really like?
What?
Really vain men.
Yeah, well, thankfully. That's
oh, hang
never
on.
Dogged
yeah.
me.
Never been a problem for you, has it?
When you're an Adonis.
I feel like we're really tackling this whole male contraceptive subject well. But anyway, there's good news. Here's the thing.
What? Ed Hardy shirts?
Ed Hardy shirts.
That would, you would go near anyone.
No, I quite like an Ed Hardy shirt.
Oh, God, Lord.
I do.
What are you? You're easy.
Right.
Okay. What's
the
happening?
Bottom line is...
Man bun. What about the man bun?
No, I like a man bun. Oh. The bottom line is...
You haven't said no to anything. So far. Prison tats? What about prison tats?
Well, if they're colourful.
Okay. Oh,
I don't think this is going to work because Why? If you're about to go hammer and tongs with someone and you go, let's seal the deal.
I'm
you go,
good to go,
excuse me, have you had your, it's Tuesday, have you had your tablet? And the guy goes, yeah, yeah, I have. That's just not going to cut it for me.
How do you? Is there just no trust anymore? I guarantee you
would
answer.
You who walks and goes, where's my wallet? Where's my phone? Where's my phone? Where have I put it? We're trusting people like you to take a tablet every day. I rest my case. Yes.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
Ah, I like it.
Dave, you're still a virgin.
How dare you?
Shh, between the sheets.
I think we worked that out well.
We're done.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tracy and Dean in the next half hour from Married at First Sight on Kennedy Malloy. But right now...
Most definitely inept.
You couldn't possibly know that.
He has set off a world of woe.
I can't hear you.
You blistering idiot!
Jane thinks that all men are idiots.
We have people that are stupid.
You idiot.
Men are idiots.
Wow. Yes, they are.
133353. Give us a call if you concur, if you've got a story. It might be your husband, your son, your father.
Your radio co-host.
Don't you dare.
Let's look at the
what?
First one. A man is an idiot. Do you want me to...
We're down the sex track, so let's just get it all out of the system.
Okay,
now.
We're just letting you know there's a bit more sex that we're talking about.
Yeah,
just in
and
case
then we'll be done with
car.
It.
A man has been fined over having oral sex with a stranger on a train.
Right, and how does that make him an idiot? I failed to join the dots on this one.
All right, so he's standing on
Good
the
for you. Good for you.
He's standing on a platform.
It's a way to get people back into public transport.
It's 9:30 in the morning.
It's 9:30 in the morning.
Yep.
I know the question is which line? I'll see you there.
Well, I will tell you. It was in Wollongong. Well, that's where
oh,
he's
the
from.
Gong.
It was Wollongong Railway Station.
Well.
So he's standing on the platform, right? And a chick, like, I'm going to have to assume that perhaps she was intoxicated or on something
it
at the time.
It sounds like women are idiots, not men are idiots.
No.
Quite
she
frankly.
She might have been just spiritual. she looked at him and he said she had a mad body, which I assume is good. And she said, I'm horny. Will you beep me?
Wow.
To which his eyes and ears popped.
He went,
that's
ding,
not
ding,
the
ding,
only
ding,
thing.
Ding, ding, ding. And that wasn't the train.
Exactly.
Ding, ding, ding.
So she then said, she then did something.
Performed oral. Oh no, she's tampered with herself.
Right.
Oh, I'm trying to temper this.
I said
for you.
She did something to herself.
Well,
then
what would that be?
Anyway, we'll move on. And then she said, how about I do something for you? So they get on the train.
Oral sex.
Right.
Sure. So they get on the train and that happens. And he says, it was all over in about 10 minutes. They get off the train. Boom. Wooshka on the camera. Charge. Sorry, mate.
He got charged.
Well, he did.
Why?
Because you're not allowed to do stuff like that on a train at 10:56, 9:56 in the morning.
Again, which line was that? Yeah. Just in case I want to go down.
Wollongong. He says.
Down the gong. Stop at all stations. And what about this? I don't know. What is the etiquette? Should you give up your seat for someone who's copying oral sex from a woman? I know you stand for pregnant women, but if I was there and I had a seat and I saw a guy getting I go, sorry, mate, please, you take this. You take this.
It gets complicated because the guy, and he's such a genius, this guy, he poured a can of Coke over his...
Stand clear, please. Stand clear, ding, ding, ding.
And I think that's what... Because he caused a mess, you see, because he poured the Coke over his
Jane,
old fella.
Move on, please. Yeah.
Really?
I don't know why you...
Men are idiots.
Sometimes take this show into areas it doesn't need to
Let's go from him to Peter Dutton.
Oh, hello.
Okay. The Home Affairs Minister.
You're covering a bit of ground here today.
I am. I'm hard-hitting today. He's considering establishing a committee to allow gun importers to review the proposed changes to firearm regulations for appropriateness and intent, meaning he's interested in exploring the possibility that perhaps our gun laws, I don't know, maybe... Well, this is interesting. This is
why would you go to the gun manufacturers to see what they think? I think we know,
isn't
don't
that
we?
Interesting?
It's like letting the mice run the cheese factory.
Well, he met with officials last month from NIOA, which is one of Australia's largest gun dealers, and members of the shooting lobby to discuss the council.
Well, that would have been a fair and balanced discussion, I would have thought.
Now, here's the interesting thing.
Did they take anyone there who'd been shot?
Perhaps
not.
Do you know what? It's run by a major political donor to his father-in-law, who happens to be Bob Katter.
Oh.
It's also a director of the firearms industry lobbying group, Shooting Industry Foundation of Australia. So there's little bit of vested interest in this, don't you think?
I have no alarm bells ringing.
None at all. Peter Dutton, you're...
Men are idiots.
Crikey, you've gone right to the top there.
What else? Oh, I like this one.
What?
There's this man in China.
Yeah.
And... he bought a puppy. Found a puppy, actually. He was out mushrooming, which might explain what happened next.
Yes.
He raised this puppy lovingly in his home, and he goes, geez, this puppy's getting big. That would be because it's a bear.
You it's idiot.
An Asian black bear.
Whoa.
He just got sprung.
I would love to work out the exact moment he realised,
so
I think my puppy might be a bear. That's it. Gee, this dry humping of my legs getting out of hand.
Those are very big claws you've got.
All of a sudden it's driving your leg. This is like that scene from The Revenant. Quick, get a bucket for its head. A real big one. A big one.
Eating him out of house and home.
I like it.
Anyway, all right. Give him an idiot.
Men are idiots.
I've got the German wine drinker.
Yes, I like this one.
Okay. A man was on his way to Bangkok when he was stopped by Frankfurt Airport security, who found two bottles of wine in his hand luggage.
Good wine, fine wine.
Very fine wine. So the man told the officials the wine was a gift for hosts in Thailand. And they said, sorry, mate, you can't. You're only allowed one litre. You're going to have to slug it down.
Well, they didn't say that. He chose to do it.
He chose to do it rather than
they tried to take it off him.
They did. And he said, well, I'm not having that.
No.
So after drinking both bottles.
Wooshka.
The man managed to make his way to the flight gate and board the plane. Once in the cabin, he went to look for the toilet.
Yeah.
But ended up pressing an emergency button, which opened a locked security door, and whoosh out he goes.
Yeah.
Onto the tarmac.
Charged with being intoxicated and for I think an act of terrorism, and was fined $10,000.
Now, who would do that? Before you get on a plane, you're taking on wine. Who in their right mind would drink bottles of wine before getting on?
Well. Did once. Yes, I did that.
You didn't.
I did at LAX. Well, I had a bottle of Grange. And as you know,
it's pretty Grange expensive.
Is pretty good. And they said, you can't take that.
So what did you do?
I went, right. So I took it. And you know how long it takes queue to get to that point.
Oh.
I went, no. I went out the front. I went downstairs. I got a little plastic cup.
You drank Grange in a plastic cup.
I sat out the front where the bin is. I had a cigarette and drank a bottle of Grange out of a plastic cup.
At LAX.
Mickey. That's the way I roll. All right. And get the idea. Do you want to get involved?
You might have some ideas. Tell
us. Come on.
Give us a ring. 1-333-53. Give us your demonstration. Maybe it's your best mate, your father, your uncle. Men are idiots. Take your calls after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, which is probably why the show's called Kennedy Malloy. That's just my best guess.
Adam Rosenbach's to join us soon. I can see him in the waiting room there.
He's an idiot.
And it's Tracy and Dean.
You'll at least have
you
a
said
story.
It, I didn't, Adam.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Around Australia, Mick Malloy, Jane Kennedy.
Yes. We're talking about men being idiots.
Well, you were. It's your segment. Don't ask me to be involved. Women are idiots. Have a look at how they've all gone berserk because Dean's coming into the station.
I think there's
today.
A lot of guys very happy because Tracy's coming in, let me just say as well. There's a lot of shirt wearing going on out there.
I'm an idiot, you were saying, because I thought they were married. I honestly thought they were married. Why aren't they married?
Well, let's talk about it when we see them. But
did everyone here know that they were...
Shush. We're going to talk to Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. How are you? Do you know any idiots?
I do. My ex-husband.
Right. What happened? We're getting a bit of this, by the way.
Yes, I like
what happened, surprising. Michelle? What did he do?
About a month after we'd separated, I got a call from him, and he said to me, I'm trying to make mashed potato, but they just won't get soft. And I said to him, well, how big did you cut the pieces? And he goes, oh, you cut them. And I was like, so you put whole potatoes in? He's like, oh, yeah.
Michelle, wow. On so many levels.
So many levels.
P.S., did you say that you'd separated, and he even dared to bloody ring you up and ask how to mash potatoes?
Clearly what he was missing the most.
Yeah. Michelle needs a prize for that call.
Men are idiots.
I tell you what, Michelle, we'll give you a $100 fuel card. There you go.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Michelle.
I'm having trouble, Michelle, getting the fish fingers into the fish into that fish fingery shape. Can you help me at all?
See ya. Yeah, good
see
on you.
Thanks.
Good on you, Michelle. Thanks.
Funny.
Hey, Joe.
I didn't mention ringing up with your strange partner.
What? I'm saying, how do I mash the potato?
I'm starving, yeah.
How does the words, how does Uber Eats sound, mate?
Oi.
Hey.
Easy. Take
come
that,
on.
Dial it down.
I'm all right. Calm down. Joe.
Yes. Hey, Jane. Hey, Mick.
Hey, how are you, Joe? Who's the idiot?
I'm good. I've got three idiots in my house.
Yeah. I can have a guess. Is it a husband and two sons?
Yes, indeed it is.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, first story. Okay, Jack, I ring him up and I say, it looks like it's going to rain. Can you take the washing off the line? I'm in Thornbury, he's in Eltham. I say, take the washing off the line, looks like it's going to rain. He goes, yeah, no worries. So I get home and all the washing is soaking wet on a chair in the laundry, and I'm like, what the hell were you thinking? You said you told me to take it off, but it had already rained.
Oh, okay.
In which case, you would have left it up there.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. So the next one, my husband, Murray River, up at Yarrawonga, they go out in the boat, and he said to my boy, fill the SV up with water, you know, so we can have
water bottles of water. Yeah.
So what's the idiot do? He gets the hose, the Murray River water, and fills the SV with water.
Literally with water, not bottles of water.
Not bottles of water, but they're still sitting in the caravan.
Oh, well, yeah, Joe. But you know, if you've got some cups, that'll do.
No, not Murray water from the river.
No,
oh. You clown. Joe, I'm sorry, you're living with idiots and you get a prize too.
All right, Joe. You've got a $100 gold class voucher coming your way and apparently you reckon...
men are idiots.
I reckon her husband and her kids are a bit hard done by that.
I don't.
I don't see what they've done.
No, come on, just use
your
brains.
To make the best of a bad situation on both occasions.
Hello, Bruno.
Hello, Jane, how you going?
Good, how are you, mate?
What have you done? Who's the idiot? Is it you?
Me and my mates, yeah, years ago we went to Roig Farm race course, had a case of beer under our arm, as you do, and a bag of ice. Got there, thought, no grog allowed. We didn't want to pay to get in, so we thought, we'll jump the fence.
All right.
We jumped the fence, case of grog's gone everywhere, the bag of ice got caught on the barbed wire fence, ice has gone everywhere,
yeah.
And then we've realised, oh, we're only in the car park, we didn't even make it.
Yeah, I think we've got an idiot for you there.
Wow.
Men are idiots.
No, I like it.
Bruno, good one. Simon, how are you going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Who's the idiot you know?
Myself, actually.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there we go.
Go
all
for
right.
It, mate.
I love a self-idioting.
Yeah, self-dobbed.
What did you do?
Well, years ago, I had a date with a girl, and I bought her flowers and everything. I was with her family, and I got really drunk, and about an hour later, I started eating the flowers.
You started eating the flowers?
Now,
well, no, you are a roll gold idiot, Simon.
It's a very stupid thing to do, Simon. Why were you eating the flowers? And did you get them mixed up with the herbs in the plate or something?
Why were you eating the flowers?
I have no idea, but it tastes as bad as food anyway.
The what?
I don't know. He's an idiot. Fair dinkum.
Men are idiots.
I don't even understand.
Roll gold.
Surprising they're not sort of.
Thank you, Simon.
Sounds like a keeper.
Thanks for calling, Sarah.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good. Who's your idiot?
My husband. God bless him.
Yes. Right. What did he try?
2 years ago, we moved into a new house. He thought he'd install the washing machine, and he got everything prepared, carefully got everything organised, popped on some goggles, undid one of the pipes, and water just exploded everywhere in his face. He stood up with the most dejected look on his face with the goggles three-quarters of the way filled with water, and it was just priceless.
So what's he failed to do? He hasn't turned the water off before he's...
No, he didn't.
So, yeah, I'm even impressed that Mick knows you've got to turn the tap off at the mains before you...
I spent a lifetime doing this.
Well, I was impressed that he tried to install it, but he is a little bit of an idiot.
Men are idiots.
Thank you for that.
There's a lot of men letting us down out there.
A lot.
Yeah.
It's an explosion of idiots.
Come on, guys, must try harder.
Yeah.
Making us all look bad.
Thank you for your calls. We've got to move on, but we've got heaps of calls. We've got Adam Rosenbach coming.
I can't wait.
So we'll talk to him soon.
Next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Huge show from Married at First Sight. Tracy and Dean will be here in just minutes, but right now.
Adam Rosenbach is a comedian who was traumatised as a young man.
I saw my parents having sex on the weekend. Yeah, I'm never going to that website again.
The trauma continued when Adam went on to write for this show.
Welcome back to the nation.
And further trauma, playing a spandex-covered superhero for Coles Supermarkets.
Meet Cole.
Yeah, Cole. Yeah, Unreal Deals, yeah.
A regular guy with unreal powers.
Now, adding to his list of traumatic experiences, please welcome Adam Rosenbach to Kennedy Molloy.
Good afternoon, Adam.
Hello, Adam.
How are we? We're great.
Really good.
Men are idiots. Have you got anything to contribute? Would you ever throw your hat into the ring for that?
Mick's feeling a bit dejected today because he's just copying it.
No, I can weigh in and help us out.
What have you got? What have you done?
So I was in a relationship for a little while, Jane, if you can believe it. But this story will probably undo how I even got into one. I was on a date one time, and I was in a beer garden with a girl.
Yeah.
We're having a great chat. We'd never met before, obviously. Going really well.
It's going beautifully.
It was getting towards the end of the evening, in the afternoon, so the sunlight was kind of beaming across her face.
That sounds pretty.
Angelic, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see in the sunlight just a little hair just sort of hanging off her face.
Godfather.
And I thought...
No.
Who wouldn't want to know? Because it was really... It was really long and it was kind of white.
This is a moment.
Yeah. And I thought, I'll let her know because if it's just hanging off your face. So I said, excuse me, you've just got a little... And I grabbed it. And it was attached.
Oh.
And I dragged her about a foot and a half before I stopped.
Oh, my God. You never, never. Don't you know the rules?
Well,
the
clearly.
Rules, you just don't. If there's any hair on anyone's face or anything, there's
give him the idiot. Give him the idiot.
Men are idiots.
Wow. That sometimes, I don't know if you know, but sometimes women grow hairs randomly. They pop out.
Oh, I know.
Now you know. You've learned the hard way.
I've only done it three or four times since.
Oh,
I've learned my lessons.
And do you have a girlfriend now?
No.
Right, okay.
Yeah, he's going out with the bearded lady from the circus. Hey, so, have you had a run-in with this stuff?
Well, I wanted to talk to you because now that I am single and I have done stuff like that, I wanted to talk to you about hair removal, Jane. And
I'm an expert at that.
Not surprisingly.
Yeah, this is not an intervention.
Sure. Okay. No, there's no sunlight falling on my face right now, so it's all right.
There was an ad I saw on the telly, and I just need to get my head around whether or not this is what women do in their own private time, right?
Okay.
So it was an ad for a sensitive precision shaver. It's a slimline shaver aimed at the ladies, okay?
Yes.
And in this ad, and I want to know if this is how regular women work.
Well, what's it for? What's the ad called?
So it's for Veet.
What's Veet? Do you know what Veet is? Jane?
Are you looking at me?
Yes.
You're asking me, do I know what Veet
is? What's Veet?
Of course I know what Veet is.
What is it?
It's a brand name for, it's for dilapidary creams and
I'm
also
gonna ask
razors.
Another question here. What's dilapidary?
To get rid of your hair.
And there's
also it has razors to get rid of hair as well.
Crikey.
They run the gamut. It's
like a Swiss Army knife for chicks.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an all-rounder.
Yeah.
But the joke is, you look at me and go, Jane, no, this is serious. You go, do you know what VT is?
Would all, yes, would, I all, do. Would all women know what VT
yes,
is?
Yes, all women would know what VT is.
Crikey.
Over to you, Adam.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
No.
Carry on, Adam.
So in this ad, at the start of it, it projects these women. They're jumping around. They're in underwear, having a pillow fight on the bed.
Yes.
And is that how... Does that ever happen?
Like, all the time.
Because I've worked with a lot of women. I've never had anyone come into work and say, oh, I had a cracking pillow fight last night. Like that.
Oh, my girlfriend and I had one before we went to Ed Sheeran.
See, I was thinking...
Let us dream.
If it was more realistic depiction of women, it would be 7 empty bottles of rosé.
Correct.
And one woman sobbing uncontrollably, even though it's the best day of her life.
You're correct. It might have been a stretch, women having a fun-filled pillow fight okay. for a shaver.
All right.
That's the stretch.
So the next thing that happens in the ad is they...
happens in the ad? Jeez, you've studied this.
They cut to... Well, I have watched it a lot. There's women jumping around in their underwear, Michael.
Yeah, well, they've got your attention straight away. Yeah. I mean...
They're changed. They're ready to go out. And one of the girls, because it's a thin line shaver.
Yes,
one of
is.
The girls pops it in her handbag mm-hmm. to take out for the night.
Yes.
Now, do women do that? Like, I've gone through a lot of handbags. I've never found a shaver.
It could be used as a weapon, I suppose, as well. Uh-huh. But I'm guessing it's if you get lucky, you just want to quickly touch up your lady.
Hang on a second.
What do you mean? Hang on a second.
Maybe she's planning on being out for a while. Maybe you're going to do a touch-up every 3 hours
or something. It's not Castaway.
Hang on a second.
It's in case you haven't got round to just tidying up all your bits if you're going to be seen in your undies.
Right? You're having one leg. One
Dave.
Leg,
hang
on. You're 5 o'clock shadow.
Let me get this straight.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
It's a 2 a.m. shadow.
It's a cell 3-day growth.
How Mediterranean are you that it's growing back during the night?
Listen. You're very fair.
Yes,
trust me.
True.
For those of hirsute women, it can happen.
Okay, but I'm questioning the idea that you're going, I'm just heading out tonight. Hey, you know what? Feeling lucky. Get the old VT out just in case.
Well, guys walk out with a condom in their pocket.
Why don't you call the guys from Jim's Mowing while you're at it in case they want to swing by and give it a crack. I mean, how does that happen?
Look, it's all about grooming and women wanting to look nice. That's all. That's all I can say.
The one of the guys are so fascinated by the women's toilets. Remember when you were younger and you got pushed in there, you're like, I don't know what's going on in there. It's because you're all, it's like a pubic rug in there when you walk back in.
They're not all doing it at the same time.
This has been a fascinating insight.
It's actually been very instructional. Thank you, Adam.
Now, mate.
And also, if you've ever been to the hairdresser's or to a barber to get the haircut and you've got the clippers, it's got little bits of hair left on it, you put that back in your bag, you're coming out with a hairy lipstick. And that
yeah,
sounds
but
like a really bad euphemism.
It's the only person who uses it. It's okay. Only for your own use. It's not to be shared.
Well, what if our razors were only to be used by us and not women?
Not shared around.
You're going to have another go at us for using your razors?
Help ourselves.
They're much sharper. Just saying. Jeez. Adam, you are doing a comedy festival, Hold My Beer, at the Comedy Festival.
In Melbourne,
coming up very soon.
Hey, he's one of my favourite stand-ups.
Golden Sam.
Where do you get the tickets?
Comedyfestival.com.au.
Right.
Thank you, Jane. Yeah, thanks, Mickey.
Well, there'll be lots of Veet talk, I'm guessing.
It'll be a very shiny show.
Shave yourself, ladies. Shave down.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Your new way to drive home in 2018 is with Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. This is Kennedy Malloy. Tracy and Dean from Married at First Sight are in the building, and they'll be joining us in the next few minutes here on Kennedy Malloy.
You go and give your hair a brush.
I'm worried about me and Dean. We'll be like two bulls in a paddock. When you get two alpha males together,
right. You're sticking with this,
there is definitely... I'm an alpha male.
All right. You're
Please.
An alpha male.
Yay.
All right.
Oh, all right.
That doesn't sound case. Very alpha. Yay.
I just
Good
want to
for
be
you.
Alpha male. Hey, I really do. That coming up, that'll be great. We're going to talk about Stephen Hawking's legacy.
Yes.
And what would your legacy be?
Okay.
What is it that you'll be most remembered for? What have you given us?
What's your
crowning achievement? That'll be fantastic.
Hey, when are you going? When's your RDO?
My first RDO will be, it's Friday.
In a week.
Is it next week?
Oh, no, it is.
Yeah, it's next Friday.
It's locked in for me anyway.
Is it next Friday?
I think so.
Next Friday's Good Friday, isn't it?
No,
that's the week after.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I will be having off next week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off. I will be.
For people that don't
I'll
know.
I'm the Grand Prix. Australia. I have five RDOs.
Mick has written into his, it somehow slipped through the keeper, into his contract for each year.
We thought
5 days off.
No, no, David.
We 5 days off.
I get 5 days off. I can take whenever I want.
So that means I need another host.
So I've lodged my first RDO. It'll be happening next Friday. Okay. We're trying to find you a co-host. Can I throw some names at you I think would be suitable?
I can think for myself, but go ahead.
Richard Clapton.
Not bad.
Just to make you feel like it could
be. That could be, yes, because you're so similar.
Matt Preston.
Yeah, same thing. Actually, that's not such a good idea.
Matt Preston's a pretty good idea. Yeah. I know you guys get on famously. Yes. That could be. What about your deadbeat husband? I mean, does he ever pull a finger out these
Which
days?
Which one? Oh, Rob Sitch.
That would be good.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think we need to bring it into the workplace,
like
do we?
What's Come going on out there?
Oh, there's a bit of action going on.
It's Tracy and
I've got a host. I've got a co-host, I'll let you know.
Oh, well, hang on a second. I've heard Don Burke.
No.
What about Don?
Not appropriate.
He's available.
What about Don Burke?
Not appropriate. Even though I have worked with Don and it was terrific to work with him.
Darren Hinch. He likes a drink. You like a drink. He's a bit famous.
Well, I'll be encouraging Darren not to drink.
Dr. Chris. Dr. Chris Brown. Yeah, I love Dr. Chris Brown.
Dr. Chris is still in the jungle, so he's not available.
Who's it going to be?
Well, it's someone who's been on the top of my list, and it's confirmed.
You're filling in for me. Next Friday will be.
It's huge. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, just Hamish Blake. Thanks very much.
Hamish Blake.
Yes. Ooh. Hamish Blake, Friday week, co-hosting.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
It'll be Kennedy Blake for the day.
Does he honestly have any flying hours?
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good,
that guy.
Yeah, but not prime time. Not the big stuff.
No, he's done all right.
Okay. He'll be okay.
However you
want to
take him.
These are big shoes to fill, you realise, and you're gone.
I think he can fill them. Don't worry about that. So I'm very excited about that. So I have a good time on your little day off.
Well, that's my favorite. I've also got one coming up in May. Have I broached this one yet? No, there is.
I
think it's the 11th of May.
Let's just concentrate on one at a time, if that's all right with you. Hey,
all right, we'll
it's very distracting because I can... Whooshka.
Look out.
Tell you, we have Dean and Tracy in the building.
Jesus, I should be watching.
And we're very excited and we'll come back with them soon. Stick around, everyone.
Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And this one promises to go cocoa bananas, people. Coming up shortly, Stephen Hawking's legacy. It's confirmed. What was yours? What have you ever done, you layabout, no good idiots?
I think that's going
Give us a
bit
call.
Far.
Come on.
We might look back and we have a look at Donald Trump and his latest space cadets ridiculous statements. He wants to have space wars.
It's got to come up. We're going to take your calls and take your tweets, but let's get this up and running.
Married at First Sight has been the biggest show on Aussie TV this year, mostly because of all the betrayals. Dean betrayed Tracy by getting close with Davina.
Oh my God, I want to kiss you so bad.
You are big trouble.
Tracy betrayed Dean when she revealed why she stuck with him.
I also stayed out of spite. I wanted you to feel a consequence of what you did.
Visions betrayed the music world when he rapped.
It's all right, we're gonna make it through. It's just our first fight. Girl, I got your back. If you got mine, we're gonna be all right.
And Mick was betrayed by the producers when he found out that the marriages weren't legally binding.
What is going on?
Are you serious?
Are you kidding me?
Calm down.
Are you telling me they're not married?
It's not a disgrace.
That's a fake.
Here to face all those betrayals
and to answer some hard-hitting questions,
please welcome the stars of Married at First Sight, Tracy and Dean.
Great excitement in the building,
sure
in the
is.
Studio. Dean, Tracy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you here.
Did you take some awkwardness there while you were listening to all that back?
Was
there
moments not at when all. You're flinching? No, we love talking about Davina.
Well, Dean, my first question is to you.
Okay.
Are you happy?
What, right now? In
yes.
general? I'm very happy, yeah. We've come a long way, Tracy and I, and been through a lot of stuff, but now I'm very happy. Thank you
well,
very
much.
Well, that
is fantastic.
Oh, just like the show.
I like it.
Well, that sounds lovely. Tracy,
Everyone loves a happy ending.
Look, you got off on a harder note, so to speak, because you did put yourself up as the alpha male. And I think we've talked about that quite a lot on this program.
Well, this is awkward because you've got two alpha males in the one room. We're like two bulls in a paddock here.
Dean's a feminist, remember?
Yes, he is. It's
how so, Dean?
I don't see why there's a conflict there. I think alpha males are the ones that protect the women from the weird, creepy guys. So, yeah, I don't see why there's
back in the day, we would have been banging them on the head with a stick and carrying them over our shoulder back to a very warm cave.
Well,
with
funnily
a fire.
Enough, that is what was appealing to all the girls in the office as well, knowing that you were coming in today, because they were saying they did like a big, strong, protective male. And, Tracy, that's what you were looking for.
Yeah, 100%. That's what I asked for when I entered the experiment. So, definitely got that.
I just can't believe I'm looking at you too. Sorry. Because I've just been watching you on the telly, and now I'm looking at you.
I can't believe I'm looking at him. Yes.
Sort this out, Big Dino.
Sorry, I'm going to get back to all the questions. There's too many questions to...
I like the way you roll, Dean.
Yeah, I like the way you roll too. But look, there's been a lot of drama. There's a lot of questions that people want to know. First of all, to help Mick out, you're not really married in real life.
No, but I treated it like a real marriage.
Yeah, legally. Yeah. There's a law in Australia that you have to know someone for 28 days before you can actually marry them.
Yes.
So that's the only reason they're not legally binding marriages. But we all take
so
it.
So now
very
you actually
seriously.
Could legally marry?
Now we could.
Well, is there would you like to pop the pop the question down?
Who says I haven't already?
Oh! Bang! There it is. That's the one.
I am now. I'm fascinated. Knowing when you said in the first commitment ceremony, this is what they have, Mick. Each week
ceremony.
They say, "Are you going to stay together? And are you going to commit to each other?" See, we've just got this music coming. It's like in the show. And people stay or leave. And in the very first one, Dean, you said you were going to leave, and that threw you off guard, didn't it?
Oh yeah, dramatic.
Yes,
I didn't
it was
expect
dramatic.
To leave week one, that's for sure. I was pretty confident, wasn't I?
And why did you do that week one when you've got this hot babe? Can I just say, you're just knockout.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely gorgeous
I'd like
girl.
To say that too, Tracy.
Thanks,
hey,
guys.
There, mate. It's my wife.
Yeah, careful what you're saying.
That's your wife now.
No more swapping. No more swapping.
Yes. We'll talk about it. We'll get there.
We'll get there. Why did you say you would leave that first week?
Look, we had an amazing time at our honeymoon, but... There was a few issues that I had. I just felt like Tracy and I were a little bit far apart sort of culturally in some respects. Like I'm a bit of a man child and she's like a very mature woman. Probably that's one
yes,
of the reasons.
Man child feels right. Can we go to one of the clips where you talk about why your lifestyles are different? I think this is the... Which one's this, Dave, we've got?
This is... Oh, we've got Deem's open relationship.
Yes, wow. Let's have a listen to your relationship.
We are on slightly different wavelengths in the way that we treat relationships and we're in a bit of a different sync. I have been in open relationships. I have been in relationships that are just more purely physical. And that doesn't mean I don't care about that person. I can have, you know, sex with someone and... it not necessarily mean a whole hell of a lot.
Okay.
Speaking on behalf of all men there, I think.
Don't you just love his honesty?
No. I do.
No. There's no filter with you, Dean,
no
that's
filter.
For sure. Is that just
apparently
a one-night stand?
Apparently
is that
not.
What you classify it as?
Hey, what?
When you just say you have an open relationship.
No.
An open relationship is being able to see other partners in the relationship.
Yeah.
Is that what
exactly.
I'm asking?
Oh,
exactly.
Sorry.
And if that's on the table here, I'd like to throw my hat in the
I didn't know it was one-night stands at first sight, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There it is. That's the proper answer, Trace. I know this is all, a lot of it's showbiz and a lot of it is all the stuff for the cameras and you must, he was saying, have you seen it all back, Dean? Have you seen it back, Tracy? Mm-hmm. Do you know what, are
how
you aware of the mood out there
that?
In the electorate?
Yeah, look, I, you know, obviously certain things get left in and left out. So sometimes watching it back, I'm just like, oh, did I actually say that?
Yes, you did.
And what
do you have
you
a
do
memory
it?
Of it? Do
yeah.
you have a memory?
Yeah,
you watch some
most
of, stuff
of it.
Back?
Most of it, yeah. Like when that episode's coming up that day, we sort of go, oh, okay, that's what happened that night.
You mean like, for example, you rapping, for example?
Yeah,
well,
that's right.
Yeah.
Tracy, my little lady,
one of the more fun
you drive me crazy. After last week on the couch, yo, I know you probably hate me, but you gave me your shot. You're so hot, plus your brain is next level. Come on, show me what you got. We tied the knot, at first sight is so tight. And when we get to talk and go, we stay up all night. It's all right, we're gonna make it through. It's just our first fight. Girl, I got your back. If you got mine, we're gonna be all right.
Can I say something? Yeah. So you want it both ways. At one stage, you're getting negged because you're too old, you know, old school. Now he's serenading. That's the equivalent of
I'm not having a go, mate.
Under a balcony.
Listen.
Or writing poetry to
he
your
went
woman.
To a lot of effort.
And
he all
did. He's going to a lot of effort. And you're all sitting here making fun of the big guy.
Mate, I know the words to that rap. I'll just let you know.
Really?
Yeah. Visions. Okay. I know all the words. And
really?
I noticed that you remembering them as well as you're going
them,
through
for sure.
It.
I had to memorize them to do it.
Yeah. I know. You had to do it.
You guys right now are on the biggest show in Australia, and you're probably
and congratulations,
the most.
Congratulations, by the way.
On that. Thank and you, you must be, the, you're like, the, for this point in time anyway, the most high profile people in this country. How are you going with that?
Well, Dean likes to bring the drama, doesn't he? So you can thank him for that.
But it's inadvertent drama because I can see you're a genuine bloke, and
thank
I think
you.
You're also a positive guy as well.
Definitely.
And we're just talking before about Troy because I was going, is Troy, you know, what's his story? He's one of the guys, Mickey, on the show. And I was going, oh, he must be an actor. He can't be real. And you said, no, he's absolutely, that's who
definitely
he is.
Not.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's important for people to know that because everybody's questioning it particularly.
Who's the biggest
today.
Knob? Who, you know, if you could go one on one, if you could go mano a mano
no, like,
with
I
one
wouldn't
of
like
those
to
blokes.
Say that. Yeah. It's Patrick. But,
oh, days are numbered, Patrick.
That's because Patrick broke a bro code.
He did.
What?
He spoke.
Well, that's it. You're out. You're a rat.
He
you're
spoke
a dirty
about
rat.
A big boys' night and dobbed to his whingy girlfriend.
Yep. When he actually said to everyone on the night that he wants to swap for Davina. But they didn't actually show
that
on the show. And he got up on his high horse and pretended like he's all high and mighty, but he was part of it.
You're
and
a dog, Patrick.
Then he dobbed in all the boys.
You are a dirty rat.
So, anyway.
That's all right. He copped it because he's with Charlene, so that's his
That's
fault.
True.
Is he still in it?
It's karma.
Is he still
They're
in it?
They're still in it, yes. Yeah, but they haven't had sex. Can I ask this? Do you have sex?
Do we have sex?
Obviously.
Of course we have sex.
Okay.
They couldn't stop talking about it, the experts on the show.
Is there any footage of that?
There is.
They film everything.
I'll send it to you.
Lay hands on some of that. That'd be gold.
Pardon me for asking
you
that.
On Snapchat? I'll send you a couple of videos.
You are the first people I've asked, have you had sex? So pardon me.
We're
I've
used
never
to
asked
talking
that.
About it on
we
the
don't
show.
Mind. We're open about it.
Yeah. Really?
Talk about it all
what
the time.
What was the style?
don't need to ask
everything.
I'm getting waved off out
all kinds. Excuse me. Excuse
all kinds of. No, this is.
I'm going to go on to some questions we've got from our audience. This is from Danielle, and she says, if Tracy was given a chance to swap Dean for another contestant, who would she choose?
Oh, causing trouble now.
Well, we actually played this game on Girls' Night, you know, kiss, marry, kill.
That's right.
And
but we didn't see all the results of that, did we?
We didn't see all that, but, you know, I actually picked Patrick.
You are trouble.
You are trouble. That's funny.
Are you sticking by that choice now?
No.
Okay,
I'm not sticking by that choice now. Good. No, that was at the time.
We have another question. This is for you,
it's
going to
be a quiet trip home in the car for you, Tracy, I reckon.
This is from Thank You Job. He says, who's your bigger role model, Shane Warne, Wayne Carey or Tiger Woods?
Ooh, I don't know who Wayne Carey is, and I'm not a huge fan of Shane Warne or cricket, so I'm going to go with Tiger.
And Tiger's making a comeback, so that might be very appropriate. Guys, what's the program now? You've got 4 days now. There's a blockbuster on Channel 9, and we're all building up to, do you have to redo your vows already or something like that?
Yeah, so that's Sunday night for us is the final vows, where we decide if we're going to be a couple outside the experiment in the real world or not.
And you can't give us any clue right now. Come on.
No, but we bicker like an old married couple, don't you think?
You
yes.
Do. Can I ask, you've gone into the marriage process, did you get to go have a fake bucks or something? Or?
Oh, yeah, I did actually. Did you? Had a bit of a bucks night. Oh, yeah, it was a bit loose.
To have been at that.
No, mate. It was awesome.
What was the highlight?
Just drinking about 400 shots and just hanging out with my mates. That was
like
about it.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, we have been really excited, as we say. Good luck, guys.
Thanks
has
for
been
swinging by.
Thank you.
And thank you for all the material that I've been able to use weeks of your show.
I'm the gift that keeps on giving.
You are.
You've pulled your weight on this one, big fella.
And,
I'll say that.
We wish you well and we hope that the commitment ceremony comes out all thumbs up for you in whatever way you want.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
you.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
The Vow Renewals airing at 7 Sunday on 9.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
We don't mind the odd gear change on this program, but this is one of the greatest ever.
Here is the greatest
From Dean and Tracy on Married at First Sight to Stephen Hawking.
Bang.
Who do you think's made the greater contribution? who will leave the greater legacy? And that's something we will get back to in just a minute to discuss that.
That's
because
right.
I wonder if there's a man in our time who has left a greater legacy than Stephen Hawking. And through what he's studied and how far he's pushed it. And some of his observations, he's pretty adamant that if we don't colonise another planet, we're cooked.
Yep.
He's got this ability to look into the future and see things. So I think it was the New York Times which wrote a great editorial that says from his wheelchair, he's travelled the cosmos.
Wow. Mm.
So very moving.
And a very cool guy too. Like not selling himself, sort of really cool about the whole...
From all reports, he was a funny guy as well. Like, yes. He had great sense of humour
Indeed he was. And he was on The Simpsons. We'll play that bit shortly. But moving tribute from the New York Times has been mirrored by many papers, all news services, and anyone who's thought at all deeply about the future of mankind will be well appraised of his work. Everyone's getting on with it. There was a funny one, a tribute that went wrong. This was on a UK breakfast show.
Okay.
You understand, like our Today show or morning show. The two hosts were, they were gearing up for a moving tribute to the great man, and I think they may have misfired the wrong song. Okay. Here's how it went down.
Okay.
We want to pay tribute to the world-renowned physicist and genuine genius, Stephen Hawking, who has sadly died at the age of 76.
He leaves behind a huge legacy, not just as a mathematician and astrophysicist, but also as an inspiration to millions.
Okay, yeah. It probably...
But it would be an empty universe indeed.
Oh, jeez, quick, wrong button. That is the wrong button you've gone from. Who was it?
That's Meghan Trainor singing All About the Bass, which is a song about chicks feeling happy about their big size and bouncing
bodies.
Around in their bodies.
Oh, no.
Oops.
Wow. Look, that is a classic.
That's not uncommon,
though. That's the wrong button, the wrong time, moving moment, totally ruined.
I've got one of those.
Have you?
Years ago when we did radio, it was Anzac Day.
Yes, and this is the D-Generation.
This is the D-Generation in Melbourne years ago. And we're talking about a special Anzac Remembrance Day.
That's right.
And it was very reverential talk, and they're talking about the veterans.
Well, it's you lot sitting around.
We're sitting around. It's one of the few times that you actually want to be a bit reverential and talk about something quite seriously. And we were going to play Only 19.
That's right.
Red Gum song. So we went, and let us not forget and let us remember all those men who were killed in service on that day.
Oh, no.
And that's what came out instead. Mental as anything.
Could not pick a more inappropriate song. If you sat down and tried to write that as a sketch, you could go for a week and not come up with a song by a man called Mental as Anything. Too many times I It is funny when you get it wrong. Again, we've played this before, but I love this.
Oh,
this
love
is preliminary
this
final. AFL, both sides lined up for the national anthem. This occurs.
Would you now please join with the players and the umpires as we stand for the Australian National Anthem.
Quick recovery.
Yes.
Oh, as it should be our National Anthem, shouldn't it?
It should be our National Anthem.
I agree.
So there it goes. Anyway, it's got us all thinking, and we want to ask you, this is a way for you to compare yourself to the great Stephen Hawking and tell us what your legacy will be. I've often thought about my epitaph my obituary and what it would say about me and what would you like it
I'm
to say.
I'm fascinated by what's about to come out.
If you like Mick Malloy, guys wanted to be him, girls wanted to do him, that kind of thing.
Is there any moment in your life
we want to talk about is the legacy you're leaving. You think of what you've your crowning achievement and put it up against his.
Okay.
I'll start.
All right.
I once ate a cheeseburger in two bites. Come on!
Yeah!
That's the idea.
All right, I've got one.
Have you got one?
Yeah. I think it will probably have to be, we're going back a little few years now, Coffs Harbour. With my girlfriends, sitting around a kitchen table, I am absolutely maggoted, totally drunk, so much more drunker than everyone, and they all love that because I act like a clown, I act like an idiot. It would be the day that I put an empty ice cream container on my head and perform this in the kitchen.
Devo, whip it.
Crack that whip.
Yeah, that would be my greatest legacy.
It's a lasting legacy, yeah. And it's one that it's changed the world.
Has.
So what about this? What about those should say, he's the guy who once took 43 steps in one day.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, that's,
you get the idea,
nearly
everyone.
Nearly as many as Stephen Hawking. Have you got one, Dave?
Well, I used to present a segment on radio, and you used to be on The Breakfast Show before me, and it made me famous. It was called The Secret Nine at Nine. I had nine songs with a common theme, and you had to work out what the secret was, and every morning you would ask me, so what's the secret? That became, like, I used to go out and do outside broadcasts.
Hey, Dangerous, what's the secret?
So I think that would be on my...
Your greatest legacy.
Yeah.
What we want from you out there, tell us what your...
You can see the bar's pretty low.
Greatest achievement. And it's got to be stupid.
It's got to be dumb.
I can light my own farts and scull a beer.
Well,
whatever
who can't?
It is.
How are you, Michael?
Very good.
What will people, when they think of you, what's your greatest legacy, do you think?
Greatest achievement.
Yeah.
I would like to be remembered for having my photo taken with Julia Bishop on grand final day, following her up the escalators, and then I spent the rest of the day from quarter time in a corporate box. Here all day.
Wow. With Julia Bishop?
No, not with Julia Bishop. I just followed her through the security guards and,
You spent the whole day in corporate land.
You snuck into a corporate box on grand final day, bang, give Michael a prize.
Michael, that's great.
Well, Kennedy's Mickey, Malloy prize,
mate. Mickey, you might even remember me, mate. I'm the one who blew his hernia against Richmond Geelong.
Richard Geelong,
what the hell?
You do?
Yeah, you did. It was on our injured list. He was at the grand final and Richmond fans got so excited. Michael Blue, as I remember hearing, we had no injured but apart from our supporters. And Michael did his hernia.
Hey,
how are you feeling, big fella?
Pardon?
Yeah, how are you feeling? You all right?
Oh mate. What do you reckon?
Right, you're back. You'll be blowing it again.
We don't need to go into detail about
year.
Hernias.
Good on you, Michael. Well done. Casey, what's your greatest achievement?
Oh, when I was much younger, I was at a gig and walked through the mosh pit with a full schooner of beer, got knocked over flat onto my ass, but did not spill a drop.
Yes. Oh,
well done.
In the mosh pit. Would be better if you're actually on top of the mosh pit, being passed around and not
spilling
a drop.
I'm still very impressed.
That is a very impressive.
Good on you, Casey.
Great contribution. Isaac, what's your crowning achievement?
Good guys, how are you doing?
Good.
My crowning achievement is when I was about 14, year 8, knocking on a classroom door, running down, not looking where I'm going, and barreling straight into the principal.
Wow, that really hasn't got much better since then for you, has it, Isaac?
Very daring.
So you were knick-knocking at school, and during your hasty departure, ran straight into the principal.
Mm. I didn't look up. I looked at the feet to make sure I didn't hit anyone, and guess who I hit? The principal.
Yep. Okay, Isaac, you got to work on some better things than that, mate. Just
you there's your legacy.
You need to leave a lasting legacy, but I like it.
Good on you. Well, thank you for taking the trouble to call.
It's a great achievement.
Yeah, don't look at me like I'm being a bitch.
And you've just cut down his dreams.
Shut up.
Poor Isaac.
It was a bit lame.
Isaac gets a prize.
Give Isaac. Yes, yeah. Dave.
Kennedy Malloy prize pack coming for you, Isaac. Yeah. We loved your story, by the way.
We think what you did was great, mate.
You're a suck.
We're going to drop that prize pack off. We're going to knock on your door and then run away and just leave it there.
That's more like it. Hey, Vincent. How
How's
you going,
going,
Vincent? Good. Tell us what happened. What's your legacy?
Crowning achievement.
All right. Crowning achievement. So I was at a mate's 21st. I had a bit too much to drink and tried to eat some bread, and I dislocated my jaw. And that's about half of it.
Yeah.
So I get to the hospital. Cool. They don't believe how much I've had to drink, overdrug me, and actually they killed me for a bit. I had my heart stop for about 2 minutes.
Jeez.
So
there you go.
Bread, I just cut my jaw and died for a bit.
Did you? So you've died. What's on the other side? What did you see, mate?
Just swirls of colours, I think.
Yeah. Well, if you were dead right now, you'd be looking at Stephen Hawking in his wheelchair.
But that was all over a piece of bread. Ended up dying.
That's a bit I'm impressed with. He dislocated his jaw eating a piece of bread.
Well, there you go.
The dying thing you can park for a minute.
Only goes to prove you shouldn't eat carbs.
Wow. Well,
thanks, Vincent.
There's some moving eulogies for all those people. Ooh. One day when they...
My girlfriends are texting me, you've gone to Coffs Harbour, have you? My God. That's what it's gone
to. So say it again. What did you do?
I put an empty ice cream bucket on my head.
Well, a bucket of Kentucky would have been more impressive.
Well,
did you eat the ice cream?
All right, so bucket on your head.
And I'm doing... And they're all laughing at me. I'm going, hey, what's wrong with you?
Crack that whip!
The
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, and we're talking about Stephen Hawking. You made the great point that he was quite an unorthodox fellow, had a great sense of humour.
Yes.
And often he had lots of bets and he was always encouraging other people to
he
get
a very healthy sex life as well.
Indeed, he did. Swingers club.
Yep. Oh, that's all happened.
Married a couple of times.
Married his nurse.
Maybe
that was
done the dirty. Hey, but he was up and about, as was Einstein, incredibly funny guy.
Yep.
They're not mutually exclusive. One, we've been asked to play this a little bit. It was his bit from The Simpsons with him and Homer, and it's actually his voice. This is a fantastic clip.
Your theory of a donut-shaped universe is intriguing, Homer. I may have to steal it.
Wow, I can't believe someone I never heard of is hanging out with a guy like me.
All right, it's closing time. Who's paying the tab?
I am.
I didn't say that.
Yes, I did. So.
Brilliant.
Very funny. Oh, that's as good funny as it gets. We're talking about legacies in regard to Stephen Hawking. I'm wondering what Trump's legacy will be, and I think it's going to be this particular speech.
I think you might be right.
We played a bit of it on yesterday's program. I want to play it again in its entirety because, to me, this is a minute.
It sums him
this
up, really, doesn't it? His
that
madness.
Is just absolute off-the-chain, thoroughbred Cocoa Bananas madness.
Excellent.
Take it away.
We are finally going to lead again. You see what's happening. You see the rockets going up left and right. You haven't seen that for a long time. Very soon we're going to Mars. You wouldn't have been going to Mars if my opponent won. That I can tell you. You wouldn't even be thinking about it. You wouldn't be thinking about it. My new national strategy for space recognizes that space is a war-fighting domain, just like the land, air, and sea. We may even have a space force. Develop another one. Space force. We have the Air Force. We'll have the Space Force. We have the Army, the Navy. You know, I was saying it the other day because we're doing a tremendous amount of work in space. I said, maybe we need a new force. We'll call it the Space Force. And I was not really serious. And then I said, what a great idea. Maybe we'll have to do that. That could happen.
Whoa. You are bonkers.
Crazy.
Dead set bonkers.
God.
Now, I understand, Dave, this is just a hand. Stephen Colbert,
hot
one of my favourite late-night comedians, has just done a bit on his show about Stormy Daniels. And one of the revelations his interview with in the Anderson Cooper interview with Stormy Daniels, which has been recorded but not yet played.
One journalist has heard that Daniels suggests that Trump likes it when women aren't nice to him, treat him in perhaps denigrating ways. Well, I knew Trump was a bad president, but I didn't know Trump was a bad president.
Love it. By the way, Stormy Daniels had a chat with us guys. Good. You can get that on the podcast catch-up with Kennedy
Good
Malloy.
Call. Big show today.
Huge show.
I'm exhausted.
Me too.
It takes a lot of effort setting up a three-way with Dean and Tracy.
I think I'm a bit in love with Tracy, just
she
saying.
She
is smoking hot.
Far out. She's hot. Mm-hmm. I tell you, she's
See,
really
you can
pretty.
Say that. We can't.
She's
we'll get in
you
trouble.
You can say it.
She's got
Come
a hot
on.
Body.
She's got a
hot
And she's really pretty in real life, just saying as well.
I reckon she'd go off like a firecracker.
And he's
no,
the real
Can't
okay,
say
can't
that.
Say
actually,
that. See, I don't know where the line is.
Yes, you do, Mick Malloy.
So I can comment on her bottom, but not on
no,
what she
can't.
Might be like in
no.
bed.
You know what? I can't believe I actually said to people in an interview, "Have you had sex?"
Yeah,
they're the only people I'll ever ask that.
I asked if it was
that.
On film.
And he was going to Snapchat you.
And what positions they were in.
All right.
Good times.
Hey, we talked about
was
a lot of
Was that our crowning glory today, Dean and Tracy? What else did we cover?
We talked about male contraceptives, and I've said I don't think they're going to work, quite frankly. But Todd Pengram says if it's in a stubby or a beer can, then maybe it will.
Daniel Wells says makes more sense to take the bullets out of the gun and throw a bulletproof vest on.
Is that the same issue?
I think that's saying guys should do it, not women.
Oh, funny.
You didn't trust the idea that guys could
should
be trusted with it. Nick Jolly. If I was a woman, I'd think of all the times hubby's boyfriend's spouses have forgotten to pick up the kids, pay a bill, get specific groceries, buy a present, go to the doctor.
I rest my case, Christ, Your Honour.
Remember her birthday.
Leave it to us.
Right. Lano and Woodley tomorrow and Russell Howcroft, Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.